Well, the aide who accused the New York Governor Andrew Cuomo of harassment has now identified herself, breaking her silence. Harley Carnes, he's doing his best to hang in there. Good morning.
Well, he is hanging in there, but a lot of people, including his own party, don't think he's going to be able to do it. Brittany Camiso, executive assistant on Cuomo's staff, is a fancy name for a secretary. She talked about some of her interactions with him. And so forth. She said, "I was afraid that if I had to come forward and reveal my name, the governor and his enablers would viciously attack me, would smear my name as I'd seen and heard them do to other people." And she's not been a secret. I mean, she was the first to give an anonymous interview to the Times Union newspaper. That was months ago. She was one of the 11 women who claimed she was sexually harassed by Cuomo. That's in a report from the state attorney general's office. She's also the first woman to file a criminal complaint. She did that last week. So she's out there a little bit. Now her name is out there. She's 32, says she wants to protect her daughter. She said, "I never want her to be afraid to speak, never want her to be afraid of any person in power, a man or a woman." Now, when you talk about the trouble that the governor's in, there's a lot of it. The Assembly's Judiciary Committee met in executive session today. They're talking about the potential impeachment, his conduct with women, and also whether or not he used his staff to help with his big book deal, and whether or not, I mean, and what's behind the decision that they made to withhold the truth, the full statistics about COVID-19 deaths in the nursing homes. That's become a major scandal for his administration. So we'll see if he's going to survive it.
And when it comes to the harassment allegation, he just says that he's that touchy-feely kind of guy. Now, NASA is looking for some applicants. What does NASA want?
Well, it's a Martian volunteer for an Earth mission. In other words, they're going to create something that seems a lot like Mars here on Earth. They want you to go live there for a year. It's a 1,700-square-foot 3D-printed module. They call it Mars Dune Alpha. It'll be at the Johnson Space Center, which is to say in Houston, Texas, so it's going to be hot. That's quite a bit different from Mars, which is very, very cold. But you'll have to do things like simulated spacewalks, using virtual reality, learn to run robots. You'll exchange communications, of course, learn how to use the radios and talk to mission control and do some research. Now, not just anyone can apply. You got to be healthy, motivated U.S. citizen, age 30 to 55, have to have a STEM master's degree, or got to be a really good pilot. And so there you go. It's not going to be a walk in the park. It's going to be real work. You'll have to put up with a lot of things that people, if you're on Mars, would have to put up with: resource limitations, equipment failure, communications delays. It's going to get hot and cold, loss of pressurization, oxygen deprivation, things like that. And what do you get for it? You don't get to go to space. You didn't earn your ticket. Nope, you get to know that your work will help bring humans one step closer to reaching Mars.
It sounds like a reality TV show without the cameras. I'm going to pass on that one, and I'll wait for space. We'll catch up tomorrow.
All right, thanks a lot.
Harley Carnes joining us from the United States.